Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting on a comfortable couch, looking at a lit candle. You're on a date. Your date hypnotized you last time, and you really liked it. So you ask to be hypnotized again. Now, as you watch the candle, you remember the feeling of being hypnotized, and you think about how, in a few moments, you will be in a trance again. Watching the candle and listening to the words, your eyes will become heavy, droopy, drowsy, tired, until they just close down on their own, and you drift off into a deep, dreamy trance, so deeply hypnotized. You remember how free you feel when you are hypnotized, able to do anything that sounds like fun. You start to think about what might be fun for you now. And you smile and open your eyes and look at the candle to show that you are ready to be hypnotized. You hear the voice of your date telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. You remember how good it feels to be in a deep trance now. And as you listen, take a deep breath and relax. You can sink all the way back down, so deep in deep trance now, going deeper with every breath and feeling better and better in your deep, deep trance now. And you might like to imagine that you're floating on a river, dangling your legs over the edge of your inflatable raft into the warm summer water, drifting along without a care and feeling all your worries washing away in the water as you drift down the swift current carrying you deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And you listen, take a deep breath, and relax into the current on the river, into deep, deep trance now. And as you drift and float dreamily down the river, you begin to find yourself getting warmer. Warmer and more comfortable in your deep trance now, floating deeper and deeper down. It's a hot, lazy summer night. And the deeper down you drift, the warmer you find yourself all over. And as you drift deeper and feel warmer and more comfortable, languid, lazy, and so, so relaxed, you start to think about how much more comfortable you would feel with a bit less clothing on. But you're feeling just too lazy to do anything about that right now. Even though the more time passes, the more you think you'd really like to take off some clothes now. But it's just too much trouble to move. You just drift, float deeper, and feel that desire build. And as you roll over to get more comfortable on the raft and lazily let that delicious desire to take off clothes slowly, pleasantly build inside you, you start to think about other desires that are growing inside you now. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax down deeper into your deep trance now. And that pleasure may start to claim more and more of your attention as you continue to float and drift, warmer and deeper down the river. In fact, as a delicate tingle of pleasure starts to spread in your body now, you might like to think about taking off those clothes now a little more. Start to imagine what sort of audience would be the most fun to take them off for. You're all alone on the river, but you can imagine one special person who you'd really enjoy showing your body to, or a whole room full of eyes riveted on your every sexy movement, or the quiet of your bedroom in front of a mirror, all alone. Your hands start to move as you picture whatever you think would turn you on the most, watching you strip now. And you can take off your clothes now as slowly as you like. You can make them wait for it, even though it feels so good to take them off, and the pleasure gets better with each piece of clothing you take off now. You might find your fingers starting to slip inside as you take off your clothes now, as the tingle of pleasure spreads further and each touch of skin against skin spreads it more. That's right. While you continue to take off your clothes now, you might find your sexy striptease slowing every now and then while you get distracted by the pleasures of the body underneath, remembering that as you show more skin, you can touch yourself more, and that feels so, so good right now. So good that you might be taking off your clothes now, just so that you can feel yourself now. Touch yourself in all the places that feel the most good to you. It's so delicious to be distracted by that pleasure as you take off your clothes now, to lose yourself in the feel of your own skin, your own body, and then you remember your audience, the audience you chose to watch you strip, is now watching you touch yourself, and that's even hotter. So you turn to show yourself better, show the audience how you touch yourself. That's right. And if you still need to take off more of your clothes now, to give your audience a better view, you can keep stripping now and make that part of the show too. So good. With every moment, it gets more and more fun to put on a show for the audience you love to know is watching you get yourself hotter and hotter now. And the more you show off how much you love it, the better it feels. The more aroused you get, the closer you are to coming so hard and loud and long and full of pleasure, more and more ready to come, loving how much your abandonment to pleasure turns on the eyes you know are watching you get more and more ready to come now. And the pleasure keeps building. The more of your body you show, the more of your pleasure you show, the more you're ready to come now, so ready to come now as the pleasure builds. And you just can't stop until you come now, waking so full of pleasure after you come now. You need to show off how hot you can be when you come now.